Last night, President Barack Obama delivered his fifth primetime State of the Union address. He once again talked about the gridlock that grips Washington, but he also pledged to move around Congress if lawmakers get in the way and sign executive orders that will put some of his priorities into action. We'd like to know now what you thought of the very lengthy address and the tone the president set. Is he leading the country in the right direction or not? Give us a call. Our number is 816-235-2888. Again, 816-235-2888. You can also tweet us at KCUR up to date. Joining me now to talk about the speech is our friend Bob Beatty. He's a political scientist at Washburn University in Topeka, who always does such a good job at putting these major events into context. And Bob, thanks for taking a minute. I sure appreciate it.
Well, nice to be with you, Steve.
Well, the president seemed to lay down the law to Congress last night, saying, in effect, I'm moving on with or without you. The money line from the speech, America does not stand still, Obama said, and neither will I. Did you see it that way too, Bob?
Well, you know, Steve, you're an old veteran of, I won't say old, you're a veteran of
Thanks,
the
Bob.
Iowa caucus, and we've seen each other in Iowa for many years following candidates. I was watching the speech, and I actually remember seeing President Obama when he ran for president in 2007, and he had a line fired up and ready to go. In 2007, to his Iowa audiences, and when he came out and said it's a year of action, he not only said that, it reminded me of 2007, but he had that energy that he had back then. And so I think after the sort of the doldrums of the healthcare rollout and Syria and the NSA problems, I think it looked like there was a mindset in the president of, okay, we're done with that stuff. And he seemed invigorated to start working on a number of these issues.
Again, we're looking for our listeners to respond to the speech last night. Is the president setting the right tone or not? Our number, 816-235-2888. Bob, we're getting some response on Twitter here. Ariana writes to us at KCUR, up to date, equal pay for equal work has me excited. The president did speak about that issue. Bob, put that one into context for us.
Well, again, that's one that reminded me of President Obama on the campaign trail, and it's an issue. Going into the speech, he's at about 43% approval rating, and he won re-election with close to 51%. So in order to get over the 50% hump, he needs to get his base back, and he needs to get the people that voted for him to be back with him. And a lot of those people that voted for him are women, and you saw the response in the chamber itself, and I think there's quite a bit of response nationwide as well. That is an issue that's going to resonate in terms of him getting his supporters back so he can work on a lot of these issues he wants to work on.
Let's go to some calls now at 816-235-2888, looking for reaction to last night's big State of the Union address. Jake from Olathe. Jake, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Really appreciate it.
Sure.
And excellent topic. The first thing that stood out to me, probably the main thing, aside from the tone and all that sort of things and whether or not the strategy will actually work out, I don't have much to say about that, but I was glad to hear him speak about the minimum wage. I think it's way past time to do something about that. I mean, basically, you adjust for inflation, and just looking at the 60s, minimum wage used to be what would now be $15 an hour. So it's more than past time to do something about that. And my personal opinion is it doesn't go nearly far enough, because I don't feel that the minimum wage should ever be something where we have to pay food stamps. You know, if somebody's working, the minimum wage should be set such that they do not have to collect food stamps, is my personal opinion on that.
Right.
So that's where I stand on that. I feel like it's a good direction. It doesn't go far enough. And then the other topic in which I think he's going in the right direction, but doesn't go nearly far enough on, is the whole situation with the basically national security state
yeah.
we've got going on.
Jake,
hey,
I'm going to have to move on. We got several folks lined up who want to talk here, and I appreciate your call. Again, our number, 816-235-2888. Bob Beatty from Washburn, Jake's comment about the minimum wage, that's one example of the president saying to Congress, I want you to move on this issue, but if you don't, I'm going to go my own way and use an executive order to raise the minimum wage, at least when it comes to new federal contracts, Bob.
That's right, and there's precedent for that. Richard Nixon started the policy of affirmative action by doing the same thing that President Obama wants to do with the minimum wage. He simply said to federal contractors, you have to abide by affirmative action laws, and that got the ball rolling. So it can be effective.
Let's go to Susan from Kansas City, Missouri. Susan, your reaction to last night's State of the Union address.
Well, I had three things. One is the veterans coming home from Afghanistan. You know, he was so grateful for their service, but he just cut $6 billion in benefits. And that's just the first cut. They will suffer additional cuts, but the American people are paying in with taxes saying, give the veterans their benefits, and the government is saying, no, we're going to redirect those benefits somewhere else. The second thing is I'm on the legal committee for Rethink 9/11, who has evidence that it was the U.S. government who bombed the World Trade Center buildings. Nanothermite
okay,
was found
Susan,
in...
Susan, I'm going to move on from that, but I appreciate your comments. Tess writes us at KCUR, up to date on Twitter. Nothing's changed except the rah-rah he suddenly showed for the military. Where was this concern during Benghazi? Cindy writes us this. It was a speech to the people, about the people, appealing beyond Congress, long on inspiring ideas, short on specifics and how-tos. Okay, let's go to Connie from Kansas City, Missouri. Connie, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a comment about the Republican rebuttal.
Yeah.
It pretty much sounds like because they came on and said, hi, I'm Dorothy from the Land of Oz. I have nothing to offer you. I just want you to trust us and vote Republicans. No, we don't have anything that we can put on the table.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, Connie, thank you. Bob Beatty, the reaction, the Republican response, what did you make of it?
Well, actually, you know, it tells us a lot about American politics in 2014 that really there was three rebuttals. There was the, you know, mainstream Republicans, there was the Tea Party, and then Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, just did his own rebuttal and got a lot of attention for it. So it tells us a lot about American politics. I think it's pretty unique to have three rebuttals to a State of the Union.
Bob, just a final point. How do you think this speech is going to be received in a nation with its very much a shorter attention span these days? Any lasting significance from the speech, or is it going to be sort of yesterday's business, we're all moving on?
Well, that's an excellent question. I think it very much depends on if President Obama maintains that energy. He's already on the road talking about the minimum wage. And if we'll see, but if this is a year of action for him, this may mean a number of executive orders that might have long-lasting impact, much like Bill Clinton when he declared a number of environmental lands as national monuments and in order to set a legacy for himself.
You know, a small bit of news this morning, Bob. St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, a fellow Democrat, has announced on Facebook that he's ordered that city's employees who now earn less than $10.10 an hour, they'll see their pay raised immediately to the president's $10.10 benchmark that he set last night. That will affect at least 19 part-time city workers, the mayor said. So a small move there. And Bob Beatty, always a pleasure to have you on our program. Thanks for taking some time.
Nice to be with you.
That's Bob Beatty. He's a professor of political science over at Washburn University in Topeka. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.